A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and they raised their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when Jesus saw them, he said, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were all cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. And Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the memorial of St. Francis Xavier de Brigny. Again, back to the basics readings and our reflection about St. Francis de Brigny. The first reading really hits on humility, which is the great attribute of God. God is humility. And then in the person of Jesus Christ, we see humility. We who have his name, Christian, are called to follow him and imitate him. So if there's anything in our lives that is not of humility or goes contrary to that, it has to change or we can't follow him. Frances de Brigny was certainly a very humble woman. That doesn't mean she was not strong-willed. Strong-willed and learned to be humble. It was a challenge. The reading talks about giving thanks to God. You know, Jesus makes a point about a person that the society deemed a sinner, unclean, unworthy, unsaved, is the first one to thank God for salvation. And he says, "Your faith has saved you." Frances de Brigny, a humble woman of faith. Great faith, had learned to trust. I want to just share a few things about her that I think you'll find very interesting. Ever since 1982, my parents belonged to St. Francis Cabrini Parish, just south of Detroit. So I was there quite a bit. In fact, that was 3 years before I was ordained, so my whole priesthood, people there knew me, and celebrated both of my parents' funerals there. Francis Cabrini was the very first United States citizen to be canonized. She was naturalized, I think, in 1909. I had it written down somewhere. And there was a religious order that educated her to be a teacher, but she was not, and she wanted to join them, but she was not admitted. So she began charitable works in an orphanage in Italy. She made her vows there with another group, and she made her vows in 1877. Then the orphanage was closed about 3 years later, and the bishop named Francis, or Francesca, as she's called, the prioress of a group called the Missionary Sisters of the Sacred Heart. There were 7 young women from the orphanage who joined her. She had this great dream to go to China. It's a great parallel between her and St. Alphonsus, a countryman. He wanted to go to China, but Jesus told him, "No, don't do that, not yet." She wanted to go to China, and Pope Leo XIII told her sister, "Jesus fills every fiber of your being, but don't go east, go west. Go the other way, and you'll see what develops." So she always wanted to be a missionary in China, and this was not easy for her. Ever since she was a little girl, she wanted to go to China. In fact, she took the name Xavier. She put that in her name, Francis Xavier Cabrini, in memory of St. Francis Xavier, the great Jesuit who went east. She's always a missionary. So she went to New York City to work with thousands of Italian immigrants living there. We Redemptors have a few connections with these sisters. When we went to it's called Esopus, New York, near Poughkeepsie, I'll say that. The sisters had already been next door since 1890, and I think we went there in 1907. The older fathers used to tell me that Frances Cabrini, as an older sister, when she'd come up from New York, would come over to our chapel. So I always thought about that when I sit in our chapel. Well, they started this foundation in West Park, New York. It was 450 acres. It's kind of next to our property, very close by. And the Jesuits owned it, and they sold it to these sisters. And the story was, one of the great reasons was that there was no water. You had to go down to the Hudson, and it was way down you had to go. Well, the sisters got tired of bringing up buckets of water back and forth. So Francis Cabrini has everyone make this novena to Our Lady. What happens? They find a spring of water. So, so there, Jesuits. That's yes. So they found a spring of water. She had a lot of difficulties and disappointments in life. But we have to be very clear. She didn't doubt. She asked questions. And there is a difference. I believe that when a person really doubts, you close the door on what God has planned. But we can ask questions. Our Lady asked questions at the Annunciation. How can this be? I've never been with a man. The Holy Spirit will take care of it, the angel said. Even I don't understand, but the Holy Spirit will take care of it. That was her way of being in her heart. She was a very valiant woman, and she established orphanages. Now, during 35 years, get this, she had a great fear of water, a real phobia. She crossed the Atlantic 23 or 25 times, despite this phobia. And she ended up founding 67 institutions dedicated to caring for the poor and the abandoned and the uneducated, the sick. She saw great need among the Italian immigrants who were persecuted too, and then they were losing their faith. She started schools, adult education. These institutions were in New York, in Chicago, in Des Plaines, Illinois, and in Seattle, in New Orleans, in Denver, in Golden, Colorado, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, among others. Countries throughout South America and Europe, like Argentina, and I know about Brazil, and France, and Spain. And despite this great fear of water, she did it. She didn't let that chain her down. She never lost the fear, but she didn't allow herself to be imprisoned by that. She was canonized in 1946, and her feast falls on her death date, right around Christmas, December 22nd. She died in 1917, and she is the patron of immigrants, and that really hits home for us, especially in this area. I want to share one short thing, and it has to be true, because I got it out of our Redemptorist memorabilia. Right? This is history, something we read every day. It's about a Redemptorist by the name of Father Joseph Kane, not Father John Kane, who founded this place. Father Joseph Kane, who died in 1951 at the age of 67. He died in St. Louis. And he served in Seattle for about 4 years, 1911 to 1915. There's a great story that's been handed down and documented that, you know, the Redemptors were chaplains to the sisters. And Mother Cabrini was present at least one of the days. Well, Father was very punctual. He would start Mass a little bit early, actually. And the sisters had not gotten out of prayer all the time, so they always arrived late for Mass. And he would put the Mass all right. The story is that one day she got tired of that. She went up and she took the missal, the sacramentary, off the altar. They claimed she sat on it, but I can't. Maybe. But she held on to it so that he could not start Mass until all the sisters were there. All right. And they had finished their morning meditation. So, as I say, we can be humble, we can be strong-willed to make sure things are done correctly. Let's imitate her virtues. God bless us all.